The Patriots managed to escape from New York, and now they get to come back home to take on the Los Angeles Rams. It's been a very interesting week for the Patriots here in Foxborough, obviously dealing with some high-profile injuries. Rob Gronkowski with the back, Tom Brady with the knee. They both missed some practice time. It's going to be an interesting game, I think, in that regard for the offense. And I think that they need to maybe take some pressure off of Brady and run the football a little bit. LeGarrette Blount has been pretty productive most of the season. And the Rams defense, while good on paper, is not necessarily great against the run. Number 20 overall in the league defending the run. I think this is a week that you can get Blount going, get that offensive line going, add the carries, get Blount up over 20 carries in this game. And I think you can really control the tempo and make sure the Patriots stay in control. Defensively, I like the trend that we saw in New York with the Patriots taking the football away. Not just giveaways, takeaways. Malcolm Butler strip, Chris Long strip, biggest play of the game. I want to see that continue against the Rams, and they should be able to do that with a rookie quarterback in Jared Goff making just his third start, and certainly in his most hostile environment here at Gillette Stadium. Kenny Britt, number one target for the Rams. He's a dangerous guy. He's having a really solid season, over 50 catches, averaging almost 15 yards per reception. This is a guy the Patriots are going to have to watch. Don't want to let him get downfield, make any big plays, make it easy on Goff. Make Goff put together long drives, and I think he will make mistakes. The Patriots need to capitalize. Also a game I think the Patriots can get some pressure on a young quarterback. He hasn't shown great poise in the pocket. This adds up to me to another game where the Patriots defense can cause some turnovers. Now, Bill Belichick's going to be all upset at me because I've talked about the Rams and the Patriots, and I haven't yet mentioned Johnny Hecker, obviously the most dangerous punter in football. And the reason I did that is because even though Belichick talked about how good he is, and he is a very good punter, you're going to see an awful lot of him in this game because I don't think the Rams are going to be able to move the football. So no matter how good and how dangerous Hecker is, he's not going to be able to impact the game because the Patriots are going to have control right from the start. I look at this as a big win at home. I think the offense will be back in the 30s, and they're going to come away with a 38-13 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.